Blog Talk Radio.
Inspire Radio. I am your host, Aisha Nicole. And I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Peace, peace, everybody out there. It is Tuesday, January 24th. Really excited to be here to bring you another show. It's February. In my mind, it's February because time is moving. Time keeps it moving. And just really wanted to go ahead and start the show out with gratitude. Thank you for those that have chosen to tune in to me. Thank you for those that choose to tune in on a regular basis. I appreciate your consistency. And it also reminds me that I am doing what I am supposed to be doing, that I'm doing the work. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your contribution, and just serving as a reminder. You know, sometimes we need that. We need confirmations or little signs and things to understand that, hey, you're doing the right thing. You're on the right path. You are appreciated. So I just wanted to extend my thank you to everybody that takes the time out to tune in to me consistently, whether it's live or through the archives. If you share with anyone, something resonates with you, or you hear a message for someone else and you share it with them, thank you. I really appreciate that. One, that's the best way to spread good information and just to get information out there is to share with one another. Something resonates with you or you hear something that can help someone else, share the resource. Once you lead the individual to the water, it's their responsibility to drink. So you're not responsible for anyone, but it's okay for you to plant the seed. And should they choose to explore it and investigate it on their own, then good for them. So it will be. Tonight's show is entitled, basically, Bring Me My Flowers While I Can Smell Them. And I'm going to go in a little bit about how that was inspired. But before I do so, I just want to make a few announcements. First of all, for my Atlanta family that's listening, the Sound of Silence retreat that was scheduled for January 27th has been postponed until February 24th. This is going to enable more of you to register, give you a little bit more time, and, basically just give everybody a little bit more time to get in there. You know, January can be an interesting month for some people. So we made the executive decision to go ahead and move it, and we're going to do it February 24th. So that's going to be the final Friday of the month, people, and that's our goal and objective. Again, I'm a servant of the community. I'm a servant of God, so I'm here to do the work, to uplift, to share love, to share the love experience. And, basically to share the love experience. That's what we're here to do. We're all here to learn to be more loving, to practice more loving, to practice Christ consciousness. We're all here to do our part in that, so... Thank you. Just wanted to take out the time to say thank you. So we're going to move that to February 24th. If you want more information about that, you can go to here, number2inspire.info. Click on the events tab, or you'll see something about it on the right side of the front page there, giving more information about the silent retreat. For those who don't know about it, it's an overnight experience where you have the opportunity to close your mouthpiece. That's right. Close your mouth for 24 hours. We fast for that 24-hour period with the exception of fruit and vegetable juice, plenty of water, of course, and tea. Other than that, there we don't consume any whole foods, which is really good to give your body a break. And also, just so you're not having so much in your belly and your body's focusing on digestion and you can really kind of focus on the different types of meditations we do. We do show you a few different types of meditation styles that you can utilize. And it's just a really, really wonderful event. We do a sweat lodge, yoga session, several different factors, things that we do. But really it's about you. It's not about any of the facilitators. It's about you coming and connecting with you. You coming and being still, contributing your energy to the whole and to the group, but really taking some time out to go within. You know, maybe some questions you've been looking for an answer for. Maybe you've been searching for something. Maybe you've been confused about what you want to do next in your life. Sound of Silence Retreat is a really good opportunity for you to sit down with that and be still. So, again, here2inspire.info, here2inspire.info. I want to encourage you guys to go and check that out. Get yourself some more information about that and go ahead and register. You know, if you think about it, if it resonates with you, don't second guess yourself. Follow your first mind and register because it's for you and something calling you to it. Okay? So again, that's been changed to the 24th of next month. For right now, those are pretty much all of the things that I have on the calendar that will be coming up within the next, 30 days or so or more. So as more things come up, I will gladly share them. Moving on to tonight's topic, which is Bring Me Flowers When I Can Smell Them. And that topic came up because I phoned my mother earlier today and she just immediately started out, hey, you know what? And she lovingly gave me a verbal bouquet of roses by acknowledging something that she says that I do well, which is focusing on something. Like if I commit to something and I'm focused on it, I will stick with it and follow through with whatever that is, you know, whether it's about my diet or a lifestyle change or whatever it is. If I decide to make the change, I make the change permanent, and I'll stick to it. So it was just really beautiful for her to even acknowledge that and to acknowledge that, you know, I point out, you know, enough of the things that you might not be doing right, and you already know those things anyway, so it's really good just to go ahead and emphasize some of the things that you do well. And that was so, I was just so full, you know, full of gratitude just for her saying that, full of confirmation that, again, I'm still on the right path, because we can't doubt ourselves, you know, we're humans. And we beat ourselves up so badly. No one can beat you more than you beat yourself up. So it's really, really nice to have someone else come along and maybe nurture some of those bruises and those wounds with a kind word or with a kind gesture or with some acknowledgement or with gratitude. And I just want to focus on that a bit this evening. If you have people in your life that you love, that you care about, that are dear to you, that are beloved to you, but they get on your damn nerves, that's totally fine, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with them getting on your nerves. As a matter of fact, people are going to continue to get on your nerves. Often, if someone does something to irritate you, it's more times than not something that you do yourself. So we often have to look at why we are being irritated behind certain situations, certain scenarios, certain circumstances that occur. Because if you're really honest with yourself, I mean really dig down deep, more times than not you might do the same thing. Or maybe you want to do the same thing, you just don't have the will, the determination, the courage to do so. So when you see someone else doing it, it annoys you. Think about that, people. Let that sit with you for a second without defense. Let that sit. We did a show a while back with Life Coach Ade called Every Criticism is a Confession, meaning every time you sit up and point your finger at someone else, really you're pointing your finger in the mirror at yourself. Every time we open our mouth and criticize what somebody is or is not doing, it could be giving us self-gratification because it makes us feel good in the moment to belittle another person or to shine the spotlight on their shortcomings in hopes that no one will pay close attention to our own shortcomings. But, you know, we're in a different time, people. We're living in a different, we're moving into a completely different era. We already have. I'm not the only one that has felt the shift that has occurred. Time is sped up. Things are moving faster. You think it comes. That's happening faster. Pay attention. I'm not the only one that sees this in my life. My peers, people around me are also noticing it. So pay attention to what's happening in your world. What changes are occurring? Who's coming? Who's going? Are things leaving or threatening to leave? Are relationships ending or changing? If they are, everything, trust everything, as always, is in divine alignment with what you have been thinking about, what you have been praying for, what you have been asking for, good or bad, because thoughts are things. I talk about that on a regular basis as well. So be mindful of what you're over there creating, people, because your wands are working very, very efficiently and quickly these days. Tuned in here to Inspire Radio. I'm your host, Aisha. We're talking about delivering flowers while the person is still here. I spoke to one of my clients who has a father that he hasn't talked to in over 10 years because the father got upset with him for the way that he was living his life. Basically, the way another adult, grown man, was living his life. The father didn't approve of it, so he decided that he didn't want to speak to his son anymore. He didn't want any verbal contact with him anymore. And that's been going on for about 10 years at this point. But now the son is expecting a child and really wants to share in on that joy with his father. But because of what happened in the past and his own pride and ego, he won't allow himself to reach out to his father or to go and show up or do any of those things. The best belief, because I know this brother personally, should something happen to the father or, God forbid, he transition and, you know, not be with us anymore, he would be the first one holding on to the casket, trying to go down with it. And full of remorse and regret and coulda, shoulda, wouldas. I wish I woulda, I shoulda, don't wait until it's too late, people. And it doesn't even have to be as extreme as someone transitioning and or death. It's just don't wait. If something is on your heart right now, whether it's you know, good or bad or a grudge, this is the time to address it. If thoughts have been coming up about a person that you have not forgiven and that you've been holding a grudge against and you've been thinking about that person more often than not lately, I don't care if it was 20 years ago. This is the time to forgive. You see, we need to clear and work on a whole lot of our own baggage right now, a lot of our own crap. And you'll receive universal assistance with that should you decide to do it. But the time to forgive and let go of old crap, it's time. Easier said than done. I understand. I've got my own stuff. We all do. But the time is now. Okay? The accolades and the flowers that you're giving out, these bouquets of roses that I'm speaking of, don't have to be and are normally not physical roses. Simply verbal acknowledgments. This acknowledgement doesn't have to be with anyone that you know personally. Who are your service providers? Who takes care of you on a regular basis? Your dry cleaning person, your hairdresser, your esthetician, your massage therapist, the person that shines your shoes. When is the last time that you gave them a rose or just a token of gratitude or just let them know that they're doing a great job? When's the last time that has occurred? Think about it if you're a service provider yourself. How has that felt coming in? You know, how does it feel when someone comes up to you and says, you know what, you're really doing a great job. Or, you know what, I really appreciate the work that you do here today. It can make a difference in your entire day. You can walk in with your head down, and that one little statement, that one little whiff of aromatherapy, verbal aromatherapy, can change your whole mood, your entire day. So go ahead and receive those when they come, first of all, and give them out. I work on doing that at bare minimum once a day. I mean, I can do it all day. But expressing my appreciation for someone or something in my life. It can be a friend that you see every single day that's just a good listener. You know what? Such and such, I really appreciate how you always listen to me. You always find time to listen to what I may be going through and what I might want to share with you. Thank you for never judging me, friend. Thank you for always being a friend. When's the last time that has occurred? People out there in relationships, particularly long-term relationships, you've been with this person more than 5 years, those are the relationships that often suffer the most and have the fewest bouquets of flowers circulating throughout the household because we all get caught up in our mundane activities, our mundane routines, our regular daily life stress. So as that stress compounds, if you are not wise enough to know how to diffuse it and recognize that managing your stress is taking care of you, you owe that to yourself. It's taking the best possible care of you. If you're not doing that, more times than not, you're alleviating the stress on your mate, on your spouse. So that in particular needs to be addressed. When's the last time you just reached over and just rubbed on your wife or your husband's back or neck or feet just because? Not because it's that time of the week and you need your tune-up. Just not because you want something in return. Just because they exist. Just because they reflect you. Just because they're your life partner. Thank them. Just because they're the mother or father of your children. And they do a phenomenal job at it. You need to stop what you're doing right now and go in there and give thanks. I don't care how many things they are not doing. Because that's not what this is about. The more you focus on the lack, because thoughts are things, the more you focus on what your partner is not doing, how your baby daddy don't do this, how we don't do that, how we don't clean up nothing, how your woman don't cook no more, how she gained weight or lost weight, how you know, all those things that we complain about. Don't you think that the person knows that, particularly if you're throwing it in their face on a regular basis? And we generally know self way better than anyone else knows us anyway, so that person knows that about themselves. So can you dedicate yourself to giving out a bouquet of roses at least once a day? That's my personal request to you, to whomever. It could be to someone you know. It could be to your child. It could be to a complete stranger in the street that chose to smile at you in the morning. That smile could melt an iceberg. Give those roses out. I have a few more moments on the call, and I know I have some people that are kind of hanging out on the phone lines as well as in the chat room. If you have a comment, question, or you just kind of want to get in on this or just share some love, I would love to hear from you. If you're already on the phone, you can just press 1, let you know you're going to talk to me, or you can call me at 347-202-0345. I would gladly let you in on the line and share your words. You may have some roses that you want to go ahead and verbally express right now, whether the person is listening or not. They don't have to be around. The person doesn't have to be present. You can write it out and still express your gratitude and send it through the universe and send your love energetically. Send your thanks energetically. It works. So those out there that want to go ahead and share a bouquet of roses right now, please call in. The number is 347-202-0345. You can press number 1. Let me know that you want to speak. And I will gladly get you on the air during this remaining 9 minutes or so that I have left in them, and let you speak your accolades, speak your speech, verbally deliver those roses. It's not always about the physical things. See, we often get caught up in thinking because we live in such a material society, everything is material, material, material stuff. We think that we're not showing love, especially our men, that's how they have to show their love and affection, through purchasing us things, you know, giving us money, buying us bags and stuff like that. You know, a lot of women, that's their love language for many of them. They'll feel more loved if you go out and buy stuff for them. But that's not necessarily always the scenario. You're more than welcome to go in there and just rub on her shoulders, just because her shoulders are there for you to rub. There are so many people that are by themselves and have nobody next to them that are cold at night, cold in the morning time. Go ahead and give thanks for the fact that you have a warm body next to you. That might keep your light bill down. Looks like I have a caller holding that wants to go ahead and share some roses from area code 786-308. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Dawoodi.
Peace, Dawoodi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How you
wonderful.
Doing?
Wonderful. Thank you for calling. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm doing great. Happy to be here. Happy you're on the phone.
Yes, I could tell. I'm feeling your whole energy that you're sharing, and I'm very grateful, you know, to be receiving this message. I just actually came on, you know, and I heard you speaking, and it feels very, very, very nice. So it's only right for me to step up and, you know, let you know that you're doing a beautiful thing, and I'm very grateful, and I thank you, you know, and you need love too. You know, you're sharing the love, and I want to send you some love and let you know I love you too. And I thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, the healers are often the ones that are neglected and don't heal themselves. The light workers, the people that are servicing the community. So I receive that. Thank you for that beautiful bouquet of roses. And I'm going to sit right here on my table and let them just adorn my space. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting them, you know. Because sometimes we're so stuck in our ways that we always want to give, and don't want to receive, but we must receive, and we must, you know, accept and surrender, and you know, and trust, you know, and love, you know. So
right.
It's healing listening to your voice. thank you. You know, that's mainly, it's mainly, you know, why I called in, just to give some balance to what you've been, you know, giving. And, you know, I apologize for tuning in so late.
You know, oh, no, you're fine. Everything is always divinely aligned, so you called.
That's right.
Right on time.
That's right.
I really appreciate it.
I was needed. I'm sorry.
Well, I want to go ahead and give you a bouquet of flowers as well, and thank you for what you do and for healing so many people with the sound therapy that you provide through DJing and everything else that you do musically. So thank you.
Thanks. You remember me.
I know who you are. Come on. Come on. You told me your name at the beginning. You identified yourself, brother. I know who you are.
But you're famous, though. You know you're famous.
Get out of here.
I know. I'm just playing. I'm just jealous.
Get out of here.
I'm in Cali right now,
what you
too.
Do. Get out of here. You're going to talk offline in a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
In just a few moments, I'm gonna reach out to you in a few moments, and we'll build offline and see if we can connect in California at some time. But thank you for your sound therapy. I appreciate what you're doing out there.
Indeed. Stay strong, and to all the callers, I send my love to. Thank you, and thank yourself.
I will.
And forgive yourself. Love.
Thank you, Dolly. Peace and love to you as well.
Peace.
All right. Thanks again for the brother calling in and sharing that bouquet of roses with me, and for receiving the bouquet of roses. Learning to receive is something else that we often need to work on, particularly for the givers of the world. There's certain people that are more compelled to giving than they are to receiving. They may even experience guilt around receiving. I can speak on that so passionately because I've been that person in the past. I'm in recovery now. But in the past, I have been that person. I had a tough time just receiving things, receiving compliments, and I would always give them back. So you come in with this big, beautiful bouquet of colorful roses, and I don't want that. Take that back. You didn't really bring those for me. Oh, you must have meant to go down the hall with those because those couldn't be for me. Yes, they are for you. Yes, you are worthy of them. So learn to receive, beloved people out there, because you're worthy of it too. You deserve it as well. I don't care how you feel about yourself and how you may judge yourself on a regular basis. In this moment, right here, right now, pat yourself on the back. Give thanks to yourself for what it is that you do and contribute to the world. Whatever your profession may be, everyone has a role in society in helping it continue to function and flourish as we know it, as a community. So give thanks for what you do to yourself. If there's nobody around giving you flowers, buy your own or pick your own. If you feel stupid talking to yourself in the mirror and looking at you, because I don't have a problem with it, looking at myself in the mirror dead in the eye and saying, you know what, Aisha, you all right. You know what, Aisha, you did a good thing today. By listening to that person, or, Aisha, you know what, you did a good thing today, not cussing that woman out that cut you off on the highway today. You did an amazing thing today, handling yourself diplomatically. You did an amazing thing today, not reacting when you were attacked and responding from a space of love and logic. You did a great job today. If you're not comfortable doing that, then write it down. There's so much power in words, so much power when you take the thought, and you express it in written form. So I don't have a lot of time, y'all. My show is up in about a minute or so because I'm about getting in and getting out. I don't need to ramble all day. I don't need to play a whole bunch of songs. I like to really just kind of cut to the chase. I'm almost like a shot of wheatgrass or something like that. As opposed to you just eating the vegetables and things like that, we're going to juice it, get right on down to the bare nutrients, and I'm going to give it to you like that because that's how I like to do it. Should we need more time, we'll always go ahead and go into more time, but I sure am too. So learn to love, learn to receive, and give out at least one bouquet of roses a day, verbally, okay? One bouquet, doesn't matter to whom. Remember to acknowledge those that are in your life on a regular basis. that are supporting you on a regular basis, loving you, your mother, father, sister, brother, lover, whoever they are. Acknowledge them. Give thanks for their presence as I give thanks for yours. I'll be back next Tuesday, same place, same time, and I hope that you will join me next time. Until then, have a wonderful evening. Peace and love, everybody.